Learning Masech this Yuma Daf Ayin Dalanim and Beis, we're going to do the Sugya of Chatzi Shir, which starts in Daf Ayin Dalanim and Aleph. Mar says, Gufa, Chatzi Shir, B'yechlam, Asim in a Terra, Rishlakisham, Mutim in a Terra. And B'yechlam says, this isn't the right to teach Chatzi Shir, Rishlakisham is no. Mutim in a Terra, like the Gemara said before, Rishlakish is masking its Asim in a Rabbanan. And B'yechlam, Asim in a Terra, Kevin the Chazib Litzterufe Isurika Achel. What's the Svar, why it's Asim in a Terra? Since it's chazlis rufe, it could combine with the other half to make a full shear. So mainly surikachel v'shlagisham amut min neteira. Why? Because achila am rachman of aleka. The Neteira says achila, and there's no achila. So Shaz, what exactly is the svar of chazlis rufe? What's the svar of it? And more, the chakira is like this: is chazlis rufe a simen? In other words, it's a raya. Since you see that when you eat half and then you eat another half, you taka over, so it must be the first half also was something. Because if the first half was nothing, so how could it be mitzvah for the second half to be something? Elamai, the pshat is that really there's an isser for every mashu that you eat. It's just a tanai you need a shear. So since the tanai that you need a shear, that's mitzvah, but it's only tanai in the chiv. The isser, it's the same isser. The Tanai is a Tanai in the Chiv, not in the Yisr. That's one Pshat of Chazlis Rufe. Chazlis Rufe is a Simen. Since I see that I eat a half a shear, then I eat another half a shear. Punktam Chayiv, what's a Pshat? It must be, since it's Mitztarif, it must be it's all Yisr. Now, Vas is a Tanai, I need a shear to be Chayiv, but it's Mitztarif, but the shear, the Tanai, is not a Tanai in the Yisr, it's a Tanai in the Chiv. Well, maybe no. The other Pshat of Chazlis Rufe is, it's a Siba. That it's chazlis rufe, that gives it the shame isser. Why is it usser? Because you could go and be mitzayif with something else. So memela, you can't eat something which, if you eat something else, will make it usser. So there's nothing wrong with eating it. Eating something which could lemaisa be mitzayif, thus a lane that it could be mitzayif, makes it usser. Shall exactly what's the svara? Nechatesa. But that's the other tzat. Now we find the Machlekes Rishonim in the beginning of the third parak of Shavuos. What's the din? Someone makes a shvua that he won't eat a kezayis. Is there an issa chatzi shir to eat less than a kezayis? The Rabban and the Ritva and Shavuos Daf Chafal say there's no din chatzi shir asim in a Torah, because when you have something nevela, trefa, chazir, whatever the case is, so there the thing itself is iser. The thing itself is iser. It's treif. Navas, you're not chayiv unless you eat a shear. So memela, that's why it's in of chatzi shear asim in a Torah. But here, the thing itself is mamish mutter, it's kosher food. You made a shvua, but your shvua, you only give every shvua if you ate a kezayis. So less than a shear is mamish mutter. That's what the Ramban and the Ritva hold. But the Rosh, the Simon Hay, and the Rambam, says by shvua source is in of chatzi shear asim in a Torah. Now the Ran initially held like the other Rishonim, but then he was chayzu and he said, it has to be that it's asr, because why is chatzi shir asr min ha-Torah? The Gemara says, because chazal is rufei. Since it could be mitzdayif with something else, so mele surikachal. So mele, even if something is treif, but why is it asr? It's asr not because it's treif, and the whole shirim is only for chiyah, but for isr, there I see, I have it ready before. No, it says, because it's chazal is rufei, because if you eat more, you'll be over. So male, that's why it's asr. So Meshuas also, even though it's mamish kosher food, it's mamish, he did nothing wrong by eating it. But Lamai said, is chazal tzirufe, happens to be chazal tzirufe, why should it be different? It's chazal tzirufe. If you ate a whole kezayis, you'll be able to shvua, right? So it happens to be chazal tzirufe. So Avad is going to have the same issur. So L'chaya, the Machlekes is, in this shayla, if chazal tzirufe is a siba, there's no reason why it shouldn't apply to shvua also. Shua happens to be chazal tzirufe, it's a siba. So Shua has the same siba. Mashegen, if it's a simen, so there, so by mecholos asuris, so the pshan is, thus a lane that I eat more, I'm going to be chayiv, so thus state that everything's asr. The shear is only a shear in the chayiv. Mashegen, Shua, it's clearly not that way. Shua is because I violated my word, my Shua. It was mevatel dibur, le'achel devarei. Avada, I didn't have any chil libur until I was over all the tanam of my shvua. I said, I won't need a kezayis. So, Mel, if it's a Siba, Savad, the Siba would apply Beshuas also. If it's a Simin, Beshuas is not that way. Beshuas, you can't say, since if Eidek is Ayah, some Eva on the Shua is a Raya that everything is Aser. Avad is not that way. Avada, Lamaisa, there's no Chil deeper until you have the Kazayas. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Tlam Echaz, if Allah Paskins, there is in Chatzi Shia Beshuas. But it's interesting. The Shach, Sivkat Nyudei, says that even the ones that Aser Echatzi Shir, that's only in the case where you made a shua that you're not going to eat stam. But let's say you said you're not going to eat a kazayis, then there's no etzachatzi shia. Because if you made a shua stam, so then your shua is like regularly suri Torah. You didn't say kazayis. Why you chayiv kazayis? Because you didn't say mashu, you said eichel. So you touch up your word eichel like the Torah's eichel. What's the Torah's word eichel? The Torah's word eichel is that a kazayis is chayiv, and less than a kazayis is chatzis shel siman ha-Torah. So who would then, your shvua of eichel is the same thing. But let's say you said clearly shvua shel eichel kazayis. So then, there can't be any issa bachs me kazayis. There's no havin is any issa bachs me kazayis. That's what the shach says. The havin wu and simi dalad argues. He says, the svar of the ran is, it's chazis rufei. It's chazis rufei, so why should shvua be different? The svar of the ran we just spoke out. So, aibazoi, what's the difference if you said kazayis? Or you said stam, and it means kazayis. Mein af gemina. Either way, it's chazus zerufe. So the Ran argues on the Shach. The Ran says that if you all chatzis asim b'tayr, even if you said shur shalaychel kazayis, and l'chay, the Ran svar is right. So what's the pshat in the Shach? The Shach l'chay holds like this, that even the Rambam and the Rosh, that asa chatzis shir b'shuas, is not because they hold the chazus zerufe is a simba. They also hold it's a simba. So how does it apply to shuas? So that's why he says it depends. If you say shur shalay eichel, so kum dais, what you mean to say is that the issa should be right away and the chiv should only be by a kazayis. But if you say shur shalay eichel kazayis, so kloy said shalay eichel kazayis, that it can't be any type of chil dibur unless in a kazayis. Now the mum hold the isim hold because it's a siba. And the maisis cause it's shufis, it's going to be awesome in their isa. Even if you said Klar kazayis, good, you still have the Siba. That's what Avni Mulum holds. So l'chari, that's Machloikis Shach and Avni Mulum. Originally was saying the Machloikis Rishainim, if you have it in Chatzis Shir by Shvua, is if it's a Siba and a Simen. And now we're saying another shtickle, that the Shach holds, even the ones that hold there is it in Chatzis Shir Simen and Torah by Shvua. But that's only when it's Stam. But when you say kazayis, they hold not. So Vaiti holds that it's not a Siba, it's just a Simen and you don't have it by Shvuas. Mashen came to Avnum holds this all the time, and that's mamish what the Ran says, that Daisis holds it's a Siba. In the Shach, you have to know, you have to understand how that means, because what does it mean? You made it Ki'issi Torah, that the Chiv is a Gazayis, and a Mashu already Yasim in a Torah. Meman of Shach. If Yeshua applies to a Mashu, so why in Yechayiv? And if Yeshua doesn't apply to a Mashu, so how could you make a Shvu with an Issa Torah without a Chiv? Takatana be a Racham, but that's not mamish for our Sugya. Now there's another case, now the Mulam has a kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, let's say someone makes a shvua, he won't eat the kikar. If there's a kazayis left in the kikar, then he can make a shayla on the shvua. And if there's not a kazayis left in the kikar, he can't make a shayla. Why? Because in order to make a shayla het in the darim, the neder has to still be negeya. So if there's a kazayis left, it's still negeya, because you're not allowed to eat the kazayis. But if not a kazayis left, and stam achilas kazayis, so meila, it's not negeya the shvua anymore, you can't make shayla. So, fact that Avni Meluam on the Rambam, the Chayim's Kash on the Rambam, why does the Rambam say Kazayis, even if it's less than a Kazayis? The Rambam himself holds that there's Din of Chatzis Shir by Shvua also. So, even if there's less than a Kazayis, Tepik Lein is a Din that's still Negei of the Shvua, even by Chatzis Shir, because Chatzis Shir also in a Torah. Here's the Kash. The Rambam says, if someone makes a Shvua, then it won't eat this Kikar. So if there's a kazayis left to the kikar, it could be shayla in the shvua. If there's less than a kazayis left, it can't be shayla in the shvua. So the shayla is, even if it's less than a kazayis, let him be able to shayla in the shvua, because it's still negay the din of chatzis shir. So Avni Mulam says two terutzim. One is that chatzis shir, this is interesting to teretz, chatzis shir is not the issa shvua. Chatzis shir is nai issa called chatzis shir. It's a nai issa called chatzis shir. It's not the issa of the shvua. So Mela has to be this Shvua left. But that's not cool. You have the Shvua left. You can't be over the Shvua anymore. What are you going to be over when you Chatzis Shir? And now you Issa called Chatzis Shir. So you can't be Shoyal on the Neder if it's not Negei the Issa Shvua. It's only Negei and now you Issa of Chatzis Shir. That's one Teretz. Second Teretz, Oknav Nimulun. The chatzis shir is only also when it's taka chazal s'rufei. In this case, where I said, I'm sure I'm not going to eat this kikar, and achil is b'kazayis, and it's not a kazayis left in the kikar. So it happens to be that it's not chazal s'rufei, because there is no way to eat a kazayis. So since there is no way to eat a kazayis, Samel is not b'poil chazal s'rufei, Samel v'milden of chatzis shir asim in the Torah. That's what Avnei Melum says. And then Avnei Melum says, I don't like this Torah so much. Libi mahasis, he says. Why? Because it will come at a very, very big chiddush. Let's say it's 2 minutes before Shkia on Yom Kippur or on Pesach, and you want to eat a chatzis shir on Yom Kippur 2 minutes before Shkia. You don't have enough time to eat a shir shalim. Or you want to eat a chatzis shir of chametz 2 minutes before Shkia on the last day of Pesach. You don't have enough time for a chatzis for a shir shalim. So it'll come out. There's no din that it's awesome in a teir. It'll be mutter to do it. He says it's too big of a chiddush. So mainly he's neita to the first teretz. Then if added, it would be a din of chatzis shir. But chatzis shir is an ayadin. Chatzis shir is an ayadin. Rabbi Kveig is interesting. He mamish has the same kash as the Avnei Melum. Rabbi Kveig's in tshuva at the end of Siman Kufnandal. The Avnei Melum is in his tshuvas at the end of Avnei Melum Siman Yadal. Rabbi Kveig is in tshuvas at the end of Siman Kufnandal. Himamish says the same kasha of the Avnei Melum, and he says the second teretz of Avnei Melum, because there's no chazes yuvei, because if you don't have a kazayis, it's not chazes yuvei. And he says, well, come out an ayach din will come out. There'll be mutter to eat a chatzis zayis at the end of Yom Kippur, or a chatzis zayis chometz at the end of Pesach when there's no time to finish it, v'tzarechi in ledina. So the Avnei Melum, who's mechadish's teretz, doesn't like the teretz, because he says, I don't know, come out too big of a chiddush. They can eat a chatzis shir at the end of Yom Kippur, Chatzis Shir comes the end of Pesach. But Rabbi Kveig says, forget. He says, it's Chiddush. He says, oh, so that is Eis Kum and Anaya Chiddush La Halacha. That Kum Dais will be Mutter Dira Chatzis Zayis at the end of Yom Kippur, Chatzis Shir comes the end of Pesach, with Sarah Chin Ladina. Now, the Neid of Yehuda, it's in Ar Chaim, Tanyana, Simon, and Gimel, he held that way Misvar. And he, forget, but it comes to Pesach now, like we'll see. But he held that way Misvar. He says the shtickel teri, the chsam sefer also, mamish is exactly the same shtickel teri. There's another kash in the Rambam. The Rambam says by chametz, that if you bought the teri, says, lo ye achel chametz, not lo ye achel chametz, lo ye achel means that there's an issa, even the chatzis shir. So, in fact, the mefarshim, because the mishnah already asked the kash, why do you need an ayin pasuk, lo ye achel, to tell you this is a chatzis shir? By kol teri kul is this a chatzis shir. By kol teri kul is this a chatzis shir. So, zakhtinai b'udat teretz. It's in Arachayim, Tanyana, Simon, and Gimel. It's also in the Tzlach. In Mesech, the Tzachim, Naf, Mem, Dalet. And also the Chsam Sefer, Chelik Vav, Simon, Samachay, was Mamish Mechavim to the same Teretz. He says, there's a big difference. If you're going to say Stamal Sedin Chatzis Shir, that's only when Bepoil, it's Chazal Serufei. You need Bepoil, Chazal Serufei. So let's say, you eat a Chatzik Zayis at the end of Pesach, so Bepoil, it's not Chazal Serufei, it won't be a Din of Chatzis Shir, Simon, and Teretz. Mashenka, now we have a pasuk of Loya Achel telling you Be'etzim Dike Issa Chatzis Shir. Oh, it's Be'etzim Dike Issa Chatzis Shir. So then, even when it's not Chatzis Shufi, it's going to be Asir. So they like Nem on that you need Bepoil Chatzis Shufi. But here you have the Achreinim. The Avnei Melum is clear to say that when you don't have Bepoil Chatzis Shufi, it's not a problem of Chatzis Materi to answer the Rambam. How come when you say Shvur Shal Eichel Kikar Zeh? And it's not left to Gazayas. Why can't be mad the Neder because of the Chatzis Shir? The Teretz says, anyway, it's Mutter, because not Chazal Shufi, but he's bothered by it. He says, we'll come at too big of a Chiddush, that you can eat a Chatzis Zayas on him Kippur Samach HaShecha or Chametz HaPesach. Rabbi Kveig Ataka says his Teretz in the Rambam and says, oh, Sevet is Ois Kuman Anay Yadim Vitzarechim Ladina. And the Neid Behut Nechzam Seifa Mamish Nebunon, Akadei Kach, the answer to the Rambam, you know why you need the Pasuk of Loya Achel? Because Chatzis Shir wouldn't apply when it's not chazal shufi bepoil at the end of Pesach. Now Shein Kein lo yachal will be all cases. So I think this teretz and also the other teretz also should be told if it's a sibur or a simon. That's what I would think. If chazal shufi is a simon, then it wouldn't make a difference if you taka could bepoil be mitzdayefud or not. L'chayr the simon is that I see that this is an iser, and then tzirif is managed at tanai. And therefore, even if you don't have the tie, you have the issa. So even if Bepoil, you did it in a way that you're unable to mitzayef it. But that shows me that this is an issa be'etzim. Also the svara to say that chatzis shir is like a naya issa, also I'd understand it better if it's a siba. If it's a siva, it's an ayah iser. Really nothing over on the shvua. You're doing something which if you eat more, you'll taka be over on the shvua. But right now, you're not being over on the shvua. So now it makes sense to me if it's a siva. If it's a simen, I don't need that teretz at all. It's the same iser. I have a simen for chazlis terufe that I have this iser even when it's a chatzishia, just not enough to be mechayim. But it's the same iser. That's what I would think. Now there's a k'shmak ha'shtikl from Rav Chaim Meiser in Achiezer Chelek Beis Simcha Fala Feis Gimel on the sugi of chatzishia. He wants to mechayim that there's just two dinim chatzishia. Because Emes is Tais already asked the kasha, why do we need the two things? If you have a pasuk of chazlis terufe and you have exeris a kasuk of kol chelev, what do you need the two things for? So Taisus seems to learn, without the svar of chazlis terufe, you wouldn't darshan kol chelev for chatzishia. You would say that the kol chelev is for kvi, like the Gemara says, and chatzishia is just as mechu akra. When you have the pasuk of chazlis terufe, that would tell you that it's a drasha gemura. And there's state in Taisus. Chaim Meiser wants to say, now, kuvit is two dinim. It's a din of chazas truf and another din of kol chelev. And he's saying like this, that the pasuk kol chelev will tell you an iser deraisa of chatzishia, but it wouldn't tell you it's the same iser. It wouldn't tell you it's yene iser. It would be a nayin din chatzishia. That the svar of chazas terufe tells you that it's mamish the same iser. And the way I understand lefizeh, chazas truf is more like a simen. The pshat is a chazus shufa makes it mamish the same iser. Kol chaylev alone wouldn't make it mamish the same iser. Kol chaylev would tell you that it's aser, but it wouldn't say it's the same iser. It wouldn't say it's the iser chazir iser nevelu kudema. Chazus shufa mamish makes it the same iser. But he says, oy bazai, chazus shufa wouldn't be shayach only by things that attack a treif, like nevela and treifu kudema. So there, chazus shufa tells you, and the chayyar is saying this svara, this svara of simen. The Chazal Shufa tells you that vice dais is already an issa chaylev even in a mashu. There's already an issa chaylev even in a mashu. Baldik could be mitzdarif in them state, there's an issa even in a mashu. So that's what Chazal Shufa tells you. Vashenkin by Shvua, and he learns from Kippur also, Chazal Shufa wouldn't help you. There, the whole issa is called chaylev. You're not learning like the Ran that there's an issa be'etzim stam al Chazal Shufa. Chazal Shufa is the pshat that it becomes yene iser, but only when it's shaykh to be yene iser. So Chazas Yufay tells you that when you have chaylev, less than exayis of chaylev is chaylev. The whole shiur is only in legabe the chiyuv. Less than exayis of nevela is nevela. The whole chiyuv is, the whole kezayis is only legabe the chiyuv. Mashenge by shvua, you can't say there's an iser shvua less than that. He made a shvua in a kezayis. He wasn't mechalas dibur altogether. There, the Isser is Takal's Kol Chelev. See, he wants to do the same thing by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it's really kosher food, right? The food isn't constant kosher. How come you can't eat Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is din inoy. That's why there's no din kezayis. That's what zin kesev. So din is a din of inoy. If you have less than a shear, you're still being ma'ana. He brings the Magen Avraham about this. So, Geil Halacha. If someone makes a neder, I'm gonna fast 10 Isser. So let's say he fasts the tainus and eats during the tainus. It doesn't count. He has to fast. He has to make it up. He still has 10 tenesim to fast. Let's say he eats a chatzishir. And Shulchan Aruch says if he ate a kezayis, it's interesting. Don't say a kezavis. If he ate a kezayis, he chayv to imashlim. Zog the Magen Avraham, if you eat a kezayis and more than a kedei achil, it's pas, you're not mechayv to. Because he ate a chatzishir, and it's more than a kedei achil, it's pas, he ate two chatzishirs, but not mitzdarif. The Rabbi says a very interesting thing. Even if you ate a lot that day, but every time you ate, you ate less than the kezayis, and each time it was less than the kedei achilas pras till you ate the next one. So Mele, let's consider the tainus. L'maisa yu misana. So Zok Reb Chaim Meiser, you can't say the chatzis shir by Yom Kippur is the iser of Yom Kippur. This Yom Kippur is asher lo yisuna. They weren't misana. He weren't misana. Your mamish were misana. So Mele, the iser has to only be because of kol chelev. So Achiezer wants to answer with his Yisayid, the Das of the Tur. The Tur says that let's say you make a shvur that you won't eat an entire kikar. In other words, not that you won't eat from the kikar because I eat the kikar. I won't shloyech lena. Not shloyech hal, but shloyech lena. I won't eat the entire kikar. In other words, he's not going to be over on the shvur unless he eats the entire kikar. And then he makes another shvur that he won't eat the kezayis of the kikar. So the Torah says the second shvu is chal, because in the first shvu he's only chayiv if he eats the whole kikar, and in the second shvu he's being meisiv that even a kezayis is chayiv. See, so adding more. So the pshat is it wasn't neser, kezayis wasn't neser from the first shvu, it's only neser from the second shvu. So memela, it's chal. So fek davne meluim, if you hold like the Rashba, we brought down a machlekes. Ravi shayinim on that the way. Not sure why it's such a kasha. But if you hold like the Rashba, that a shvu is not chal on a chatzis shir also, like the pashas of Agamara we spoke in the previous shir. So the chayra, even though when you made it the first shvu shleich leni, you won't eat the entire thing, you're not going to be ovi, you're not going to be chayiv to eat the whole thing, but you can't eat any of it. You can't eat any of it because of chatzis shir. So the second shvu shouldn't be able to be chal because it's already osal chatzis shir. No, we already said that Taisus and Shuas and the Rambam holds the Shuas could be Chal Chatzis Shir, but that'll be a Raya L'Chay that they're held that way. So the Acha Ezra says, Avi Muhim points this out. So the Acha Ezra says it's not a Raya. Because by Shua, it's not the Atzmas Isser. So Mela, that we say a Shua can't be Chal on the Chatzis Shir is because the Chatzis Shir is also Treif. The Chatzis Shir is also Nevel, it's also Minatar. By Shua, any Chanami it's Asr, but it's a Nai Isser. It's an Isser of Kol Chalev. It's not the etzem aser. So, Mel, that's why a shvua could be chalnet. You could be mechalik. The Fiwa was saying that there's a chatzis shir of chazis trufin which is mamish the yisr. And I think he's learning because it's a simon. On that, we could say like the Rashba, a shvua can't be chal. But there's an ayah din of chatzis shir of kol chaylev, where it's not mamish the yisr. It's an ayah yisr. So, kol chaylev would apply even to shvua, even to Yom Kippur. But a shvua would be able to be chal on that. A shvua can't be chal if it's already aser. Be'etzim. But if it's only us and within Chatzis Shia, then a Shua could be chal on it. As ever, Reb Chaim Eizetainen, I saw the Mishas of Baron, Baron Kotlin in the Darim, Simeon Yudbeis, the Shir is Mechavim to the whole thing of the Achaz, and he learns it up in Rebbeinu Chanano. This Yisayin, the Chazas Chufa makes it Mamish and Isser, he sees in Rebbeinu Chanano such a Svar. But I would have thought, if you're telling me this din, the Chazas Chufa means it's Mamish the same Isser, and Kol Chalev is an Ayah Isser, so then, you would say the Chazas Shufa work even if it's not Bepoil Chazas Shufa. Reb Chaim Eis himself holds not that way. Reb Chaim Eis himself in the Tshuva writes, and he wants to say this shtickle. He wants to say the Achronim are saying that when it's not Chazas Shufa Bepoil, you don't have Chatzis Shir. Zakt Reb Chaim Eis, Lefil was saying, you don't have the din of Chazas Shufa, that it's Mamish the same Isser. But you would have the din of Kol Chalev. Kol Chalev doesn't need a Chazas Shufa B'Payel. That's what he wants to taina. But the Nafkamina would be, since it's only us as Kol Chalev, then a Shvu would be Chal. So he wants to say, very interesting, very Gainish. We had the Kash in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Lo Yeachol Chametz teaches you that Chatzis Shir is Aser by Chametz. And the Kash was, anyway, Chatzis Shir is Aser by Kol HaTeri Kula. So he said, Tanayit B'Yudach, Sam Sefer, say a Teretz. And Afkamina, because if it's Chatzis Shir of Aser Kol HaTeri Kula, you need Bepoil Chatzis Shufa. So you eat the Chatzis Shir at the end of Pesach, so you wouldn't have it in the Chatzis Shir. Lo Yeachol will tell you that you'd have it in the Chatzis Shir even when it's not Chatzis Shufa. So he wants to use the same Teretz, but Lefi what he's saying, it'll taka be Aser even if it's not Chatzis Shufa. But that would only be Aser as Kol Chalev. Lo Yeachol tells you there's an Isser Be'etzim, not an Ayah Isser, even when it's not Chatzis Shufa. That's what Lo Yeachol will tell you. And the Nafkamina would be, is that a Shvua wouldn't be Chal. Azai, if it's Aser only else, Kol Chalev, so Shvua can be Chal in it. Now that we have Lo Yeachol, by Chametz Bezundi, you have a Chatzis Shir, which is Be'etzim in Issa, even without Chazis Shufay, so then, a Shvua would be Chal in Chatzis Shir, even if he did Breg Achim Shul Pesach. But be it as it may, you see that he names on, that the Svar of Chazis Shur to make it Be'etzim Aser, would only be when it's Bepoil Chazas Shufa. By me, it would sound in Svara, once you're saying it's the Etzim Isser, so you don't need Bepoil Chazas Shufa. Chazas Shufa would only be a Simen. But you see, Reb Chaim Eizer didn't learn that way. L'maisa, the Minchas Avraham brings down there Reb Chaim Eizer. He says, Geshmak Ezach, the Sefer Taisus Yom Kippurim from the Kapis Tmarim, he's bothered, why does this Mishnah tell you the Din of Chatzis Shir? The Gemara learns that this Mishnah is Chatzis Shir. Yom Kippurim, Asa, Bechil, Ishtiyam, Vabrechitzam, and Bechil Ishti, it says it's Aser, and doesn't say it's Einish Kari, so tell you Chatzis Shir. Chatzis Shir, they call it Terkula. Why did the Mishnayis Bezunda bring this Din by Yom Kippur? The fear of Chaim Eis is good. By other Yisurim, you have a Chazal Shufay. It's be'etzem aser. It's the same iser. It's the same iser nevela. Treifa, chazer, arlok, laikarim, whatever it is, you have the same iser, even less than the kazayis. Kazayis only din b'chiv, because it's chazer shufa. Mashek and Yom Kippur, like if Chaim Eisa says, it can't be the same iser. The iser is not to eat the food, the iser is that you're not ma'una. And you are ma'una. You have to say, a nayin gzeres akasa v'kol chaylev, so that's why the Mishnah is bringing it specifically here. When you don't have the Chazal Shufa telling you it's the same Isser, you have Kol Chaylev telling you that it's an Ayah Isser, that would only apply to Yom Kippur.